Hey everyone, this is James LaBrie from Dream Theater, and you're listening to Prog Rock Digital.
Welcome to Prog Rock Digital. Hi everyone and welcome back to another episode of Prog Rock Digital. This is episode 11 of season 2. Thank you very much for downloading and streaming. Thank you for visiting progrockdigital.com. Please keep those emails coming through. This is our final episode for season 2, 2021. I'm back next year, ladies and gentlemen, with season 3. Looking forward to it. Exciting new year. It is New Year's Eve now here in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. 37 degrees Celsius. It's bloody hot, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a quick recap on the conversations that we had in 2021. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, and in chronological order, that is, I had Nick DiVigilio, the drummer in the Big Train. He's also worked in Tears for Fears, Genesis, Spock's Beard. We spoke about his most recent release, and that was Invisible out through Sweetwater Studios. I then spoke with George Kolias, or as the Greeks say, George Kolias, from the band Nile, extreme metal band with some progressive inclinations, ladies and gentlemen. Extreme metal drummer. He is an absolute acrobat when it comes to double kick or double bass work. Check him out on YouTube. Just type in George Kolias or Nile, if you like, N-I-L-E, and you will be absolutely dumbfounded. Great chat with George. I then spoke with Ioannis, my good friend from Connecticut, my Greek brother, the man behind some of the most iconic pieces of art, connected to some of the biggest names in rock, ladies and gentlemen, working on things like, well, Dream Theater, working on Fate's Warning, Led Zeppelin. He's done it all, ladies and gentlemen. So check him out at dangerousage.com. I also spoke with my good friend in Mark Zonda on, well, the unfortunate passing of his very good friend in Bill Zamas. We also touched on his new band, and that is A Through Z. That album's to come out in April of next year with his very good friend in vocalist, Mr. Ray Alder. I then spoke with John Crawford, the visionary, or if you like, the executive producer behind Amarin's Plight. Some of the notable musicians on that album, obviously DC Cooper, Gary Werkamp, and as I touched on before, Nick DiVigilio. I then spoke with one of my favorite vocalists of all time, James LaBrie from the band Dream Theater, one of the biggest names in progressive rock, progressive metal here in Australia, in all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. And we spoke about Dream Theater touring and also his James LaBrie solo album, which is to come out in 2022. I also spoke with his son, Chance LaBrie, who's in a band called Falsett. Now, they're direct from Canada. Young band, awesome band. You got to check them out. The website is falsett.co. I then spoke with Sean Gordon, the founding the founder of Prog Rock Records. The label is in, you know, no longer in operation, but some of the bands that came out of that shook the prog community and basically, yeah, hit it for six. Great chat with Sean Gordon. Also, I must not forget that we also touched on his workings with and dealings with Sebastian Bach, former Skid Row vocalist, on the Frameshift 2 album. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was a very quick recap. Can I just say that I, as I said earlier, am looking forward to 2022 season 3. We're going to have some awesome conversations. Stay safe, first and foremost. Let's see how we go with Omicron. Hopefully this passes sooner rather than later. Let's see how we go with live shows next year. Hopefully the more live shows we have, the better. I have a feeling there'll be a lot of bands playing live next year, especially, you know, having to play catch up with some lost gigs. So the live scene should pick up, I think. And above all, keep loving, keep progging. Have a happy new year, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:47 Friday night here, New Year's Eve. We're going into 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, stay safe, keep progging, and from Prog Rock Digital, thank you so much.
Open to fire. Paris of Troy at the Ludos Records, their debut single, Torn Away. True inside. Australian prog at its best. Available for download and stream on all digital platforms.
Hello, this is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, and you're listening to Prog Rock Digital.
The man behind some of the most iconic pieces of art connected to some of the biggest names in rock, Ioannis. Originally from Athens, Greece, in the last 36 years has created over 300 record covers for such clients as King Crimson, Fate's Warning, Uriah Heep, Allman Brothers, Blue Oyster Cult, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Yngwie Malmsteen, Deep Purple, Styx, just to name a few. Be sure to connect with Ioannis at www.dangerousage.com. Coming July 30th, the re-release of Amarin's Plight, Voice in the Light, featuring Gary Werkamp, DC Cooper, and Nick DiVigilio. One of the greatest progressive conceptual albums of the 2000s is with us once again. www.amarinsplight.net.
Out through Lone Wolf Music.
Falsett have released their debut album, We Follow or Lead the Way. Available for download and stream, visit falsett.co.